You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mr. Greg Hill trying to end it here. Hello, friends. Welcome to the match. On the fifth hole. On the fifth green. Can Greg do it?
What's that for?
Six.
Five or six. Are you crushing my strokes?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
One,
just
two.
I want to know if I have life or not.
One, two, three, four. It's for five.
No.
That's it?
Hey, whoa, what a game.
Good game, Greg. I'll never talk about golf again.
All right. Well,
that was Scheim just getting savagely beaten down by Greg. I actually hadn't heard that part yet. We were watching the video live yesterday. Yeah. I hadn't heard it.
It went from funny to sad there at the end.
He goes, I wanted to know if I still had life.
You don't.
No.
No, Greg, quit at him. Greg, hey, no quit.
Greg choked the life out of you holes ago is what he did.
Yeah. The first hole, I think we knew right away what we were kind of in for.
That's why I hadn't heard that yet. Unfortunate for Scheim.
I think Scheim.
Still confident, even in his.
Yeah. So I love it. It's a great idea.
Even with the death rattle shaking behind him. Still confident to his last dying breath.
It was reminiscent of when years ago here at WEEI, we had a one-on-one basketball match.
Yeah.
I don't think they called it the match. I forget what they called it. But it was Wiggy versus Bradfoe, for those that remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and Mutt doing play-by-play of it. And we went to this place. It was a great time. And I think Wiggy skunked them 11-0.
Yeah, that's
maybe
tough.
Bradford hit a layup or something. It might have been 11-1. But it was just a bloodbath. Similar to this.
I've seen Wiggy play. Wiggy can play.
Yeah, Wiggy can play. And then Bradford, the whole time, he's like, well, he's so big. It's like, well, did you not know who you were going up against?
But did Bradfoe come in being like, I'm going to smoke you?
I don't believe so, no.
I'm going to beat you 11-6, like giving out specific scores.
No, I don't believe that.
I
think he had some confidence, though. Yeah,
but not Scheim level confidence.
No,
well,
I think that.
Well, few do.
That sort of has now changed the scale. So when we start talking about how confident somebody is, whether it's like a pro athlete or a caller or whatever, be like, on the Scheim scale, on like one to Scheim, how confident were they?
Right. So we talked about this, or even like Jalen Polk, I'm not sure, had that level of irrational confidence.
He said he had the best hands in the league.
Right.
That's like Scheim.
That is like Scheim, I guess.
Scheim not only said he was going to beat Greg, he also, they asked him like what he was going to shoot for nine.
This is the problem.
He said he was going to shoot a 41.
Right.
So that means 82. So it's usually a par 72. So he thinks he's a 10 handicap?
Mm-hmm. That's what he thought. I think he thought that.
Which means basically, if you play it one step further, so it's like in a round of 18, he'll have like 8 pars and 10 bogeys.
Yeah.
No chance. The first hole, I think it was a par 4, and he shot like a 7.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is out.
It's out the window right there.
It's out.
7!
So
I appreciate the confidence, though. I do like that.
If he was like, I'm going to beat you, Greg.
Yeah.
You could just be like, well, I thought Greg was worse than he is. Turns out Greg's actually, but when you put a score to it, it doesn't give you a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
Not whatsoever. So have you ever, do you have a skill you would be Scheim level confident about, Keith, or close to? Maybe no one can have that level of confidence.
I think being married and with kids, I've been very humbled in many things.
Like sick brag, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
I could be more married than anybody.
Yeah,
no, but
I'm the most married.
At 41 years old,
uh-huh.
I don't think I'm overly confident now about anything.
Yeah.
If you talk to 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old Rich Keefe, probably obnoxious. Yeah. People knew me then and probably were like, oh, this guy thinks he's good at everything.
Yeah.
Now, no. Now I know I'm bad at everything, and I'll just tell you that I'm bad. Although there is one thing that came up on this show.
Yeah.
Remember when we changed, it got a lot of good feedback, we changed random baseball player to random college player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be able to get anybody.
Yeah.
Nick, the first three we couldn't get.
Skunked you right away. Yeah, that. So that's
so
a
maybe
good
that.
That's a good example of like something you were pretty confident in that blew up pretty immediately.
You said, give me the top four guys on any Final Four team and I'll get it. And I give you the third guy.
So I was humbled there. But again, that's not nothing physical. Because at this point, I'd be falsely confident in anything physical.
I was telling you guys this after the show. Years ago now, it has to be like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
My buddies wanted to start up just a softball team. And they go, let's play softball on the weekends. We'll drink some beers. It'll be a good time.
Sounds great.
I go, great. I'm super in.
Yeah.
I used to be able to, you know, not that I was ever great at baseball, but I used to be able,
did you play high school baseball?
No, I did not.
Scheim said the same. We were talking about baseball years ago on one of the shows that Scheim was working. And we were talking about baseball, and you said how good he was at baseball. And I'm like, did you play through high school? He's like, no, but I hit 375 in Pony League.
I know, but this is
that doesn't count.
But this is slow pitch co-ed softball, so I'm like,
you played against other kids that have probably played like college whatever.
I told you it's irrational confidence. I'm just telling you my mindset at the time.
Fine.
But we're talking about it at the bar the night before, and we're like, we're making out the lineup.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, can you hit Jones? I'm like, yes. They pencil me in cleanup.
Cleanup?
Yes. Hey, can you play the outfield? Outfield's pretty important. People
you
are going to be
they're
going to be lofting these things to the outfield.
Flying
can you play outfield?
There.
I go, oh yeah. Can I play the outfield, please?
How about that?
I couldn't even hit it out of the infield. Number one, Keith.
So they had you hitting cleanup and playing like center field.
Well, for a game, both of those things, cleanup, center field. I lost the ability in my life to read a fly ball off the
bat. Well, you hadn't done it since you were 12.
Correct.
So what were the chances you were going to be able to do it?
That's not totally true because I had played softball
what
since then in softball league.
Co-ed in college or something?
Yeah. Correct. And even through high school.
Yeah.
But I had lost the ability to even read a fly ball. Like if it was 10 feet in front of me, I was sprinting backwards.
Right.
If it was 100 feet over my head, I was coming in on the thing. Like, couldn't read it to save my life.
Unreal.
And no, after that, I was hidden on the infield and batting at the bottom of the order.
Terrible.
That was my closest moment to Scheim level overconfidence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, and then that's also you're letting everybody down because they're like, oh, you said you were good. You didn't have to say you were good. You could still be on the team.
It was a letdown. It was definitely a letdown.
That was like we had a kid. So at St. Paul's, there was a kid who claimed he was like a baseball recruit. And we're all like, I don't think we had baseball recruits.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, fine. And he was like, I'm a third baseman and a switch hitter. And we're like, oh, hell yeah. Like, we need a third baseman. Yeah. So like he came in as a new junior. So he's like a little bit older. And so we were like, all right, perfect. We need a third baseman. We were inside because it was like March, so there's snow on the ground probably. First little grounder goes to him at third base. He fields it, picks it up, throws it, like push throws it over to first. Like, you would have thought it was the wrong hand. We all gasped.
Yeah.
We're like this is our third baseman? He like pushed it like, here comes. And I was like, oh no. He also tried switch hitting, and like the first practice coach was like, You're not hitting lefty ever. And we're like, this guy, we got the baseball recruit, and he couldn't even make the throw from third. It was but the way I still can see it. If I close my eyes, I can see
it. You can still see that push throw.
Gasp. There's like five of us were like, oh no.
Oh, what is this?
I need another third baseman.
No gold at the end of that rainbow.
No, that was tough.
That was a tough go for him.
You had any moments of irrational overconfidence, Lanny?
Nothing I can think of, but if I thought of it, like I'm pretty good at useless information, which is extremely vague, but I think my thing would be like Rocky trivia.
Trivia is good.
So you think
you could do the trivia.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Some Rocky trivia.
Yeah. I think that might be one thing that I would feel like just general trivia. I'd be like, I'm good. And then you get there and you're like, I didn't get any of this.
Why are these so hard?
Why is Jeopardy so hard?
I don't know this one.
This is
right. Like I kill tough it at category. Beach Shazam. Like I kill it at Beach Shazam, but if I'm there, I'm going to choke under those lights.
100%. That happens all the time.
Got it.
People talk trash.
The pressure. Well, that might have been what happened to Shime yesterday.
That's true.
All the spectators, as you said, the eyeballs.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
It's hot under the lights.
We were doing occasional commentary of it as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next thing, whether we're a part of it or not.
You think there's going to be a next thing?
Maybe not on that show.
Okay.
I don't think so on that show.
Not with Shime.
Although Courtney's mom might challenge Shime, I guess. But I think they should move away from golf for the time being.
Yeah.
Find something else to challenge.
Sure.
I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wasn't Shime have Pokemon knowledge that he does?
So he actually is very good at that. He should maybe stick with that. He dominates with that.
Although I really don't intend to pile on to Shime even more, but I really don't know.
Needs a break.
Stop, he's already dead. But I really don't know Pokemon, but did you hear when they did the battle of the two Pokemon experts? It was Shime versus the guy at the...
PAX East.
Thank you, PAX East. They had the exact same answers, and I started to think, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, well, I was
it
like...
It could be like, who won the title in 1981?
Right.
Like, Celtics.
Right, is it just is it a hard question because we have no knowledge of Pokemon, but anybody who plays it just knows everything, and we think it's a really smart, intelligent answer? I don't know.
I choose to think that he does a good job.
He's already dead.
You're saying not the data pile on Shime.
He won't even give him credit for his Pokemon knowledge. Let the man have that. He's got nothing else.
I don't know why I decided to go there. I was lashing out after I told my softball story, I think is what it was. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Irrational overconfidence. The new scale is officially zero to Shime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.